fastest growing parapolitical podcast out there in podcast land. You have found the Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me. As always, wearing the tinfoil hat, my name is Tom Velasquez. I am your host. Well, it's been a couple weeks. I mentioned prior to the last show that I may be off over the holidays, and so be it. That was the case. The holidays were nothing short of a blur. I guess I blinked, and it's back to reality. But with that being said, I had a very happy, very safe, and very enjoyable holiday. Every holiday nowadays with my wife being sick is special. And I hope every one of my listeners had a very safe, happy, enjoyable holiday. But guess what, everybody? It's now time to get back to work. So I thought I'd start the year with a multi-genre show. We're going to start this week's show with some of the new insane laws that have been enacted that began January 1st, 2019. We're going to then talk about the Michigan congresswoman who just got elected in her comments towards our president. And then to end the show, I want to talk to you about a subject that I've been trying to talk about for the last couple months and just haven't had a chance to do it. I figured why not at the beginning of the year? We're going to talk about the TR-3B. And for those of you who do not know what the TR-3B is, it's a triangular craft. Now the question is it an unidentified flying object flown by non-human entities, or is it a military aircraft? And if it is a military aircraft, why is it doing things that humans should not be able to do? How is it being generated? What is this propulsion system? And more importantly, where did we get the technology? So we're going to talk about that at length. So I want you to sit back. I want you to relax. And I want you to just listen to some of the laws that some of our fellow listeners around the country are going to have to endure over the course of this year. You are now listening to the Paranormal Patriot. Happy 2019, everybody. My name is Tom Velasquez, and I will be right back.
Sicknesses of our true pain. How do we coexist with all the same? Witnesses in turn, they say.
The Rochester Winter Parafest. Saturday, February 23rd and Sunday, February 24th from 10 to 5 at Valley Oak Event Center, 4242 Lakeville Road in Geneseo, New York. Do you want to meet some celebrities from hit television shows like Naked and Afraid, Ghosts of Shepherdtown, Monster Quest, Paranormal Survivor, and more? How about a tattoo from Tony DeVille from Ink Masters Angels? How about vendors selling everything from LuLaRoe to stones to candles and books? Do you want a psychic reading? Well, here is your opportunity. It is a two-day event from 10 in the morning till 5 at night every day, Saturday and Sunday. If you still want more, check out the historical Avon Inn from Saturday's Ghosts Hunt event with more celebrities. All of these are to benefit a non-for-profit organization that supports our veterans. You can reach them at OperationBuildup.com. Tickets for this event are only $15. So if you're in the New York area in February on the 23rd to 24th, check out the Rochester Winter Parafest.com, brought to you by Paratalkradio.com.
Racking and jacking my mind up. Can I be telling the time? I don't care, no. Send 30 messages drunk and dirty messages drunk, but I don't look.
All right, let's start off the new year with some new laws that are on the books. Now, some of these, I'm going to save what my opinion is the best one for last. But some of these, you may think, that is a great idea, Tom. Why are you mocking it? But I'm going to give my response as to why I think these laws are ridiculous. And some of them, it's because they're just plain out ridiculous. Others are because they're infringing on our rights and people don't see it. So let's start off with the It is popular at the moment, hashtag MeToo laws. Now, in California, by the end of 2019, publicly held corporations in the Golden State will also need to have at least one woman on their board of directors. Now, depending on the size of the board, corporations will need to increase that number to at least two or three female board members by the end of 2021. Here's my issue. Listen, before I start that, women are extremely smart. Women are very good business people. But what that is doing, we here in Michigan a couple years ago just went through this because we had to give scholarships to a certain number of minority students. What happened is because we had to give those minority students who were not as qualified as, let's say, the white kid, we had to give that lesser qualified minority student a scholarship. They got sued because that more qualified Caucasian student could not get into Michigan because of his skin color. Same thing here. You are going to have, in again, women, I'm not disparaging you. I'm just giving you an example because it goes both ways. But you may have a lesser qualified woman going up against a much more qualified man who will help that company in much, much greater ways than that woman will. But because we have to have equality, that man will lose out on a job. This, it's almost communism. Everybody's equal in communism. But the problem is, the man in this situation is not equal because he has a penis. He has male parts. So therefore, he has been dropped notches to become equal with that woman, even though he has no chance of getting that position because of this new law. So the days of working hard, the days of doing what you need to do to excel in your job and to get promoted in your job are gone in California. In New York, all employees will be required to complete annual sexual harassment prevention training. Larger businesses in Delaware will have to provide such training to their employees, and legislators and their staff in Virginia will need to undergo such training every year. Now, that's great. Sexual harassment has no place to be in the workplace. I myself am smart enough, especially in this day and age. And if you're not, and trust me, I work with a lot of people that are not smart enough to realize this, but if you are not smart enough to realize in this day and age, you can't walk up to a woman and sexually say something to her that would make her uncomfortable, then you'd not only need this training, but you need to be fired. But for the majority of the people like me, that say, first off, that is derogatory towards women. I would never say anything like that, even before this Me Too movement. Why would I have to? Well, Tom, everybody has to. You can't exclude people just on the fact that they've never done it before. Well, yeah, you can. Don't take time away from my family. And I don't have any info whether or not this training is paid. Most of the time, it will not be paid. But don't bunch me into a category of a sexual predator. I am not a sexual predator, nor will I ever be a sexual predator. The ones you need. And trust me, you know who these sexual predators are because they make it known. They're the ones that, as the good-looking woman or good-looking man walks by, they're literally panting like a dog. Give them that opportunity. But with that being said, in this day and age, everybody has to have sexual harassment training because apparently it is not obvious to everyone what sexual harassment is. With that being said, I think we're taking the sexual harassment and the words that are being said a little bit overboard. If a woman walks by me and I say, oh, I really like that shirt, that can be construed as sexual harassment. And that's going a little bit too far. But that goes back to the last show. Everybody's offended by everything. You know, if she's wearing a Prince shirt, I love Prince. If she's wearing a Purple Rain shirt and I say, oh my God, I love that shirt, you sexually harassed me. Guess what? It's her word against mine. She felt offended by that because I like Prince. I like her shirt. Therefore, I'm now a sexual predator. So you want a quick sexual harassment training session? Don't talk to anybody. Just don't talk to anybody. Go about your job. Go into your job. Put your headphones on. Do your job. Go home. Don't talk to anybody. Because that is the only way you are going to be guaranteed that you are not going to be brought up on sexual harassment charges. In this day and age, everybody is offended and harassed by everything. Now, in California, trend. In California, restaurant customers will have to explicitly ask for plastic straws if they want one to use. This is in response to a quote-unquote public awareness. As public awareness mounts of the hazards of plastic waste pollution, cities and states around the country have been targeting a major source of the problem. Single-use products like straws and food products, or food containers. Now listen, I get it. Plastic's bad. But what they don't realize is these paper and these metal straws, the packaging that these products come in, the packaging is more damaging to the environment than these straws could ever be because there's more non-decomposable products that they're packaged in. In Seattle, when they just completely banned plastic straws, the paper straws, the boxes they came in, the metal straws, the boxes that they came in, guess what, everybody? They were plastic. So what's the point? You think you're doing a good job. Hey, we're saving the environment. We got rid of plastic straws. What is that package in? Well, it's a package in about 10 times the amount of plastic that those plastic straws would have. But you know what? I'm doing what I should be doing. This is the lunacy. This the non-thought-out process. Yes, you banned plastic straws. Good. Great. Plastic is not good for the environment because it doesn't decompose. What do you do with all the packaging? That goes in the trash. It goes into the landfill, so that doesn't decompose. And there's 10 times more plastic in that than there are in the plastic straws. Again, these are laws that lawmakers are sitting around going, that's a great idea. And they're going to put that as a feather in their cap. I ban plastic straws. Great, you ban plastic straws, but you increase the amount of plastic in the landfill by tenfold because of the packaging that these stupid metal and these stupid paper straws. Have you ever used a paper straw? You might as well just suck it out through cardboard. It's horrible. It's ridiculous. Moving on. Florida. The once Republican stronghold of Florida is doing everything it possibly can to turn into a liberal stronghold. How are they doing that? They're doing that by allowing former felons in Florida, once their sentences are served, they can vote again. More than 1 million former felons are now going to regain their voting rights. Now, this excludes murder and sexual offense predator or convicts, but you're a felon. I don't care if you've done your time. You broke the law. You therefore have ruined your ability to vote because you're not a well-serving citizen in as far as I'm concerned. Now, some states are trying to get these felons to be able to vote while they're in jail, which is ridiculous, but this goes a little bit not as bad. Once you've served your sentence, well, then you can vote. Yeah, I get it. Well, I was caught jaywalking. Well, that's not a felony. A felony is you robbed a car, you attempted murder, you robbed somebody at gunpoint. You have lost your ability to make a difference in this country. The only thing you have done is made a difference in somebody else's lives. You've ruined somebody's life. So therefore, that should take away your ability. You're a felon. Having a felony should impact you in other ways other than the fact that you're in jail. That's just my opinion. So let's move on. Hawaii legalized physician-assisted suicide. I don't know what to think of this one. I need my readers to help me out on this. Terminal patients who are in a lot of pain, that don't want to be drugged up, they are now able to go to a physician. Remember Dr. Jack Kevorkian, I think it was the late 90s? He was a big proponent of this. Oregon was the first state to allow physician-assisted suicide. You're in a lot of pain. You're terminal. You know you're not going to win. You're not going to live. Is it okay to go to a doctor and say, I want to be injected with these drugs to end my life? Again, I'm torn on this. I don't know what to think on this. I need my listeners to let me know. Do you agree with physician-assisted suicide? Do we let God take his course? Are there too many accounts of people who were given no chance of survival, beating the odds, bucking the trends, and surviving long, prosperous, productive years? Or do we have these people that just say, I'm done? How many people are we going to say that are having a bad month? That, you know, they've lost a loved one, they can't handle it, they go into a deep funk, and they want to die. Should that be allowed? I don't know. Let me know what you think on that one. Physician-assisted suicide, what are your thoughts? Go seeker4 at charter.net. Oh, let's see. The city of New York has a new ordinance banning pharmacies from selling cigarettes and other tobacco products. Now, cigarettes are bad for you. We know that. However, that is a choice you make. Well, Tom, that increases our medical bills. I understand that. But again, you're stifling the free enterprise, the capitalistic nature of these businesses. The government should have no business being able to tell these pharmacies what you can and cannot sell. There are enough people that own these businesses that say, I don't like cigarettes, I don't want to sell cigarettes, so therefore I'm not going to sell cigarettes. There are pharmacies out there that will not sell cigarettes. But there are also pharmacies out there that do not like cigarettes, don't want to sell cigarettes, but you know what? They choose to sell cigarettes. Why? Because they make money off of it. It is a free enterprise system. The government should not be involved in telling us what we can and cannot sell to our consumers. Again, this is just another little step of the loss of our freedoms. In Michigan here, years ago, we were told you have to wear a safety belt when you drive a car. People were up in arms. People were driving for their whole lives without wearing safety belts. And people revolted. People got ticketed left and right until they finally said, I can't afford another ticket, I'm wearing a safety belt. The thing is, the next generation that came up and were driving, they had to wear a safety belt. They knew nothing but that. These bars and restaurants, they were smoke-free zones. Or you had a smoking and a non-smoking section. Anybody remember those? Anybody remember going into, I don't know, the Olive Garden? And saying, yep, I need a table for two. And the hostess would ask you what? Smoking or non-smoking? Non-smoking, please. You'd go to the non-smoking section. The people that wanted to smoke went to the smoking section. The government stepped in and said, hey, if you're in a restaurant or a bar, what do most people do at a bar? They have drinks and they have a cigarette or a cigar, whatever. You are no longer able to do that. Why? Well, the health risks, Tom. Listen, what they're spraying in our atmosphere, what we're breathing in every day, the stuff we put on our bodies to perfume the deodorant, that's going to have to be banned too then, because none of it is good for us. Now, when they ban these cigarettes and these cigars from these restaurants, you no longer go in and have that choice. I need a table for two. Right this way. Where's my ashtray? Oh, there's no smoking in here, sir. They've taken away the opportunity. Now, in my opinion, if I were running, let's say, the state of Michigan, I would say, listen, do what you want. You want a good business idea? Abolish the non-smoking in any bar or restaurant. Because, again, that opens up an entrepreneurial spirit. With that abolishment, with that law gone, you now have competition. You can open a bar or restaurant that allows smoking. Listen, this day and age, not a lot of people smoke anymore. But you can open a bar or a restaurant that says smoking is available. But you can also open a bar or restaurant that says there's no smoking on these premises inside the building. Therefore, you give people a choice. Do you want to go to a bar that smokes or a restaurant that smokes? Personally, I used to hate going to bars when I was younger because I'd come back smelling like a cigarette. So me, I'd go to a bar where there's no smoking. But for the people that want to smoke while they're having their drink and having a good time, there's that option. But because people are too sensitive, secondhand smoke, secondhand smoke, secondhand smoke. Great. These people in those bars that are smoking, it doesn't matter if they're breathing secondhand smoke or not because they're breathing their own cigarette. Let them do it. But the people that don't want to breathe it, go to the non-smoking bar or restaurant. So for anybody that comes up with that idea and it succeeds, I want a little bit of a cut on that, okay? So again, the government is taking over a little intricate part of our life. Now, this is the one I really wanted to talk about because it is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen or heard, and I want to talk to you and give you my thoughts. Is it any surprise in the state of New York, starting in 2019, when you are born? I want to reiterate, when you are born, you as a person are born. There are going to be not only male or female options on that birth certificate, there is going to be X. Male, female, X. What does X stand for? Non-gender, non-binary. So you as a half-day-old, one-day-old child can determine, or let me rephrase that, your parents can determine whether you're a boy, whether you're a girl, or whether you're non-gender. You have no choice in that matter. This is one of the... how this went through and became law is... well, it's New York. So it doesn't surprise me. What I can't believe is nobody's up in arms about this. Everybody's like, well, yeah, whatever it is, what it is. No, this is ridiculous. Listen, and here is my public service announcement, and you can use these talking points, I'll let you. So now you have a male, you have a female, and you have an X. So for all my mothers and fathers out there who were present at their baby, or fathers that were present at their child's birth, as your wife or your significant other is giving birth to that child, what is the first thing the doctor does as the child comes out? He looks at the midsection of that child, and if he sees a penis, he says, it's a boy. If he sees a vagina, he says, it's a girl. What is that doctor looking at that would generate him, that would make him say, it's an X? Because there's nothing biologically available for him to call them an X. Now, I've had people tell me, Tom, X is when you were born in a male body, but you feel like you're a female. Or you were born in a female's body and you feel like you're a boy. That's fine. But the fact remains, biologically, you are either one of two things. you are either a male with a penis or a female with a vagina. What you feel does not change what you are. No way, shape, or form. You may feel that you're a woman, but when you have to take down your pants and you see a penis, that means you're still a man. Now, I have no problem if you feel like you're a woman and you're a man, and you have that sex change operation where you no longer have a penis, they turn it into a vagina. If you want to feel and associate yourself as a woman at that point, that's fine. You have gone well beyond what you needed to do. You have physically changed your body to look like a female. I will acknowledge you as a female. But just because you put makeup on, you wear earrings, and you wear a dress and high heels, but you still have a penis, does not make you a woman. Just because your mind says, I'm a woman, does not mean you're a woman. Physically, you are still a man. Let's take, for example, age. I'm going to age myself here. I just turned 47. I want to be 21 years old. So, am I able to put on my personal records that I am 21 years old? No. I have to acknowledge the fact that I am 47 years old. Why? Because I was born in 1971. Nothing changes that. You do the simple math. I was born November 1st, 1971. I turned 47 on November 1st, 2018. There is no argument on that. What is the difference between me wanting to identify as a 21-year-old? You can't do that. You were born in 1971. Great. What is the difference between that and the fact that you were born a female, but you want to be identified as a male? I could dress as a 21-year-old. I could talk like a 21-year-old. Doesn't mean I look like a 21-year-old. And more importantly, doesn't mean I am 21. I was born a male. I want to be a female. So I will dress as a female. I will act like a female. But guess what, everybody? I still have a penis. That makes me a male. So to put on these birth certificates anything other than male and female, it's just ridiculous. It's ludicrous. It makes absolutely no sense. Listen, you know how I feel about modern human science. There is a lot we don't know. We think we know more than we do know because we're humans. This is how it's done. But every day we find out, hey, we were wrong on this. This is actually how it is. But there's one thing for certain. You have a penis, you're a male. You have a vagina, you're a female. There's no denying that. You are not going to come across a news story tomorrow stating that science was wrong about this the whole time. There's either male or there's female. It's the way it's been through millions of years of human existence. But now, because we are in the age of offensiveness, where I don't feel like I'm a male, I don't feel like I'm a female, we're going to take all that out the window. We're going to take basic biology and throw it out the window. Now, I don't know what's worse, the fact that we're actually thinking this way or the fact that there are politicians out there that actually think this is a good idea. Because as a politician, you should be held to higher standards. But apparently, we've got the inmates running the asylum here because they're going along with it. And why do you think they're going along with it, everybody? It's just to get votes. All they're doing is voting on this so they can go back to the constituents and say, hey, I was with you. I agreed and I passed, helped pass this law stating that there's a male, a female, and an X on a New York State birth certificate. Vote for me. Because nobody in their right mind can honestly think that this is legit. You're born a male. You're born a female. What you do after that is up to you. But if you have male parts, I don't care how you look, I'm still considering you a male. But these babies in the hospital, day old, they're getting checked as generation, or I'm sorry, I keep saying Generation X. They're being checked off as Gender X because their parents are these radical, new age, we're the new generation people that are making the decisions for these babies. So when this baby starts growing up, how do you think the parents are going to raise them? You can be anything you want. If you want to be a girl, even though you're a boy, you just dress in that blouse. You dress up in that dress. You wear any makeup you want. The kids are going to do it. Sure, as that generation gets older, that may be the norm, but it doesn't make it right. Men, not only biologically are different, but they're physically different. Men have more testosterone in their body. They are there to build up more muscle, to be the stronger of the two genders. They have more hair to differentiate between a male and a female. The female has more estrogen. They have the ability to procreate. They have the ability to reproduce. Males can't do that. What the hell do you think is going to happen to the human race? I can't procreate. I'm a man. You're a woman. No, I don't think so. I think I'm a man, so therefore I'm not able to procreate, so I will not procreate. This is what is happening in this country. I have a hard time putting my head around it because I cannot believe people actually believe this drivel, that they actually believe in this rubbish. But it obviously they do. Now, granted, it's in the liberal strongholds. Most of America is in the same boat I am going, what? Are you kidding me? What is going to happen to these kids when they grow up and they realize, wait a minute, I was born with this. I'm a boy. Why am I non-binary? It's because your parents were the new form of a hippie thinking that they were right. When all you're doing is screwing up your kid's future. But yet our politicians are right along with it because they want your vote. So those are some of the weird laws. Let me know what you think. Am I wrong on these laws? Like I say, the Hawaii assisted suicide, I don't know. You know, I think about, I have family members, very dear family members, that we may have to think about their end-of-life suffering. And I don't know what to think about this. I don't think it's right, but then again, I don't want to see anybody suffer. So let me know what you think. Prove me wrong. Tell me the way I should think, because I'm not sure on that one. I value your opinion. So, before we go, a couple other things. Hey, guess what? We're in week two of the government shutdown. There's no end in sight. Yesterday, President Trump came out and said, hey, this government shutdown, if you don't give me my wall, this could go on for months or years. Now, right or wrong, President Trump is making a stand. He made a political campaign promise to the people that voted for him saying we were going to get a wall. Kudos to him for standing behind that, not capitulating. The Democrats, they ran on no wall. No way is he getting a wall. Kudos to them for standing by their beliefs. But the problem is, what does that do for the rest of us? That leaves a stalemate. We need politicians here that know how to compromise, that know how to talk. Because right now, the Republicans and the Democrats have no idea how to come together and come up with a solution. Because the Republicans aren't going to budge because they're not going to get their wall. The Democrats aren't going to budge because they're not going to give them a wall. So therefore, nothing happens. We have no budget. The government's shut down. And you're going to hear your CNNs, your MSNBCs, your whatever, you know, your liberal mass media just decrying how horrible this government shutdown is. ask yourself, and I want to ask all of my listeners a question. Have you seen an effect of it? Because I sure as hell haven't. Everything is the exact same as it was before the government shut down. Now, you're going to see stories about, oh my gosh, the national parks are a disaster. There's trash all over. The urinals or the outhouses are overfilled. There's feces all over the place. I'm going to tell you right now, I just talked to somebody that got back from a national park, a couple national parks, because they came back from the West Coast. They said it's just a complete and utter lie. They have still have people there. Granted, it's a skeleton crew, but there are people there making sure the necessities, the facilities, and the overall aesthetics of the park remain functional. You're going to hear the mass media tell you otherwise, that, oh my gosh, this government shutdown is leading to just a horrible mess in the state parks or the national parks. That's not the case. That's another bit of fake news. This is coming from a first-hand account from a guest of mine that came into work, hit six national parks on the way back from the West Coast, and said, there's really not any difference as opposed to when they're open, because you rarely ever see a ranger or an employee at these national parks because they're always cleaning, they're always doing something. It's the same thing. I used the facilities. They were fine. There's not trash all over the place. So don't let the mass media, don't let them manipulate you. There's nothing changed. Nothing. Now, before I go into the next segment, I do want to let you know, I found it funny. As I was researching these new laws for this next year, CNN, MSNBC, Huffington Post, all these liberal rag newspaper, or I'm sorry, these websites, they were all listing all of these new laws going into effect. And a bunch of them were listing all the new laws going into effect in New York. Let me tell you, not one website mentioned the law about binary gender or gender X as being imposed. Why do you think that is? It's because they know that it is ridiculous. And they know that if they put that in their story, people are going to be like, are you absolutely kidding me? So they're going to pick and choose what laws. You know, in California, pets now have more rights. That's great. They're going to put that on there. But they're not going to put on there that the new driver's licenses, you don't have to stipulate whether you're a male or a female on there. They're not going to put in New York that there's a gender X option now. Because they realize it's ludicrous. It's idiocy. And this is how we're being played by the media. Keep that in mind. Now, before I end this segment, I've got one more thing to talk about. This is coming from the newly elected first Palestinian-American congresswoman in U.S. history. She is a Democrat from Michigan. She represents an area just north of Detroit. And she made waves on January 3rd when during her, I don't even know if you'd call it an inauguration, but her inclusion into Congress, she had a speech. And she had some pretty harsh words for the president. I want to play those words for you right now. So listen to this. Now keep in mind, she's got Nancy Pelosi standing by her. She's got her mother standing by her, as well as her young, very, very young son standing in front of her. She took this opportunity in front of the nation to propose her idea of what we need to do with our president. Take a listen to this.
And when your son looks at you and says, Mama, look, you won. Bullies don't win. And I said, baby, they don't. Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the mother.
Can you imagine this conversation? It's time for school. Time to go to bed for school. Her son's getting tucked in. He looks up at his mom. And this kid's probably 6, 7 years old, maybe. Looks up with those sweet puppy eyes. Mommy, you did it. You did win. Bullies don't win. And she looks at her son and says, you're right. Bullies don't win. And we're going to impeach that MF-er. Can you imagine that? This is the left right now. They have no standards. You heard all the screams afterwards. Woohoo, woo, yeah, impeach the MF-er. But these are the same liberals that went all up in arms, wanted Donald Trump disqualified from running for president because he said, grab him by the boom, you know, as it was called, locker room talk. But it's okay to do locker room talk if you're the first Palestinian-American congresswoman. Nancy Pelosi has yet to come out and condemn this comment, and she was standing right next to this lady as she said it. Where's the outrage from the left? Where is one person from the left saying, you know, I don't agree with that comment. I don't agree with that comment at all. I have told you, I don't agree with a lot of what Donald Trump says. I don't like how he says it. He's a little too crude and too crass for me. This goes above and beyond. First off, you're saying this right with your 6, 7, 8-year-old child right in front of you. Great parenting. But secondly, have a little class. Because this will be the next 2 years. You will have the liberals. They're not going to get anything done. Guaranteed, they are not going to get anything done worthwhile other than start investigations, trying to impeach Trump, look into Trump's children. That's all that will be happening over the next 2 years. So you and I can kiss anything constructive politically being done goodbye. Because that's all that's going to happen. I thank God that in the Senate, the Republicans gained their majority because nothing's going to get past the House or the Senate. Nothing will get past the Senate. The House will just start throwing resolutions, bills, impeachment processes right through to the Senate, and the Senate's just going to say, get out of here. That will be the next 2 years. Mark my word. You will not get anything done. Donald Trump will not be impeached. There's nothing on Russian collusion. In fact, if you look deep into the Russian collusion, it was the Democrats. But this is what America will be over the next 2 years. The House passing resolutions, the House impeaching, starting investigations on President Trump that are going to go nowhere because we are a country divided. What do you think? Do you think this Palestinian-American congresswoman was right to say that? She has the right to say that. I would question saying it in front of your mother and your child. Personally, I think that tells me everything I need to know about this lady, but she has a right to say it. But does it make it right? Contact me. Contact me about anything you've heard about so far on this show at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Let me know what you thought about anything that we've talked about so far on the show today. So we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back and we're going to talk about the TR3B. What is it? Where did it come from? You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I just want my listeners to know that multiple myself and I, we've talked about the music we've been putting out. I just want you to know we're going to be, instead of bringing out a single, we're going to be bringing out a new EP very shortly here. We're working on new music, working on the lyrics, getting everything done. So within the next, I'd say maybe 2-3 months, be on the lookout for the next EP by multiple myself and Tommy V. You can find it on Spotify, iTunes, Tidal. Google Play, Deezer, Pandora, wherever you get your music from. And if you haven't downloaded or streamed it already, make sure you go to Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your music, and stream or download Multiple Myselves and Tommy V's My Destiny, our first single. That is MULTIPLEMYSELFS. Download that, stream it, whatever you got to do, and be on the lookout for the EP coming from Multiple Myselves and Tommy V.
I used to be broke, just looking around it. So I put in work, and one day I found it. I became hot, now everybody that wanted my spot. Just cause the show you saw at the bottom, and one day you make it and get to the top. Cause it's my destiny. Now I got money, I got women to the left of me.
All right, we're going to end the show with controversial, maybe? I don't know. For those of you who don't know, from the time I was about 16 till about 30, and at 30 I kind of got into the other end of the paranormal spectrum, but from 16 to 30, I was one of the more well-known, respected ufologists in the state of Michigan. I knew everything there was about ufology, not only in Michigan, but pretty much around the globe. Well, what got me into it was the Belgian government. They released, and they basically acknowledged, the existence of a triangular UFO that they had no idea what it was. It wasn't being picked up on the radars. It was a triangle, black triangle, large triangle-shaped craft with three lights on each corner and a big white light in the middle. Now, when that was released in the ufology community, that was essentially disclosure. That was, UFOs are real, UFOs are extraterrestrial, this is the definitive proof. Then everything went silent. Never heard anything about it again. However, these triangle craft, exact same pictures of what the Belgian government showed, were still being seen. But nobody knew what they were. Everybody assumed, because of something we've never seen before, that it was extraterrestrial. Well, now, it seems that there may be a more terrestrial meaning behind this. That there's an origin for these, and it would be the U.S. military. So what we now know is that this craft is called the TR-3B. It's codenamed Astra. It's a tactical reconnaissance plane, I guess. I don't even know if you call it a plane. We'll call it a craft. It's a tactical reconnaissance craft that began its first operational flights in the late 80s, early 90s. Now, it is triangular shaped and it is nuclear powered. It was developed under the top secret Aurora program with SDI and black budget monies. Now, as of the early 1990s, three of these billion-dollar-plus TR-3Bs were flying. Now, the Aurora project is the most classified aerospace development program in existence. As of now, well, as we know, the TR-3B is the most exotic vehicle created by the Aurora program. It is funded and operationally tasked by the National Reconnaissance Office, the NSA, and the CIA. The TR-3B flying triangle, this is not fiction, and was built with technology that became available in the mid to early 80s, possible late 70s. So with that being said, not every UFO spotted is a UFO. It could be the TR-3B if you're looking at a triangular spacecraft. Now, I've seen what I believe would be a TR-3B. I haven't seen the lights that they're describing, but I've seen a triangular craft way, way up there, and it had three little points of light in the shape of a triangle. Now, talking to people that I respect, they say, oh, no, I was a hang glider. There's not many hang gliders that hang glide in the middle of the night in Michigan. I'm sorry. It just doesn't happen, especially over Owosso, Michigan. I believe I saw a TR-3B. So, with that being said, In my opinion, a TR-3B is not a UFO. It's not a non-terrestrial craft. It is a terrestrial craft that has been built and is being operated by the U.S. military. But the problem is, this thing is silent. This thing can perform aerial maneuvers that, for all intents and purposes, humans should not be able to withstand. So that begs the question, how did we get the technology? That's where the extraterrestrial aspect of the whole TR-3B comes into play, because it is generally concluded and generally thought that all of this technology that created the TR-3B has been reverse engineered from downed UFOs. Now, what follows is an account from a listener. This listener does not want to give his name, nor does he want to give the name of the person that he is talking about, for fear of A, ridicule, and B, repercussions. But this person gave me some information that the person that he knows, this person worked at Area 51 on the TR-3B program, the Aurora program. He says, "Tom, I believe this guy with every ounce of my being. He has no reason to lie. This is what he told me about the propulsion system of the TR-3B. Now, I don't have any reason to doubt this gentleman, nor do I have any reason to believe this gentleman. All I'm going to say is that what he's telling me makes a lot of sense. Because I've thought, how can we make more conducive flight craft? What is the best way? Well, we're not using fuel. We're using another source of energy. And I'll be honest with you, some of this stuff that he comes up with, I've thought of, and I'm like, that makes complete sense. But there's a lot in there that is way over my head. Now, according to this gentleman, and he's from Wyoming, he says, "I know this guy. I've known him my whole life. He's worked at Area 51. And he says the TR-3B propulsion system is as follows. It is a circular, plasma-filled accelerator ring called a magnetic field disruptor, or MFD, that surrounds the crew's revolving cockpit." He then states that this is a technology that is far beyond anything imaginable. He then goes on to say the plasma, which is based on mercury, is pressurized to 250,000 atmospheres at a temperature of 150 degrees Kelvin and then accelerated to 50,000 RPM, thus generating a superconducting plasma with the result of an interruption of the force of gravity. The MFD generates a magnetic field vortex, which interrupts or neutralizes the effects of gravity on any mass that is in its vicinity to a percentage of 89%. This means that the G-force is reduced by 89%. The MFD that owns the TR-3B causes the vehicle to be extremely light and can carry out a maneuver that no other airplane could. He says, "My friend said that the possibilities are only limited by the physical resistance of the human pilots, which is a lot, really, considering the reduction of the 89% of the mass of G-forces. The crew of the TR-3B could comfortably support up to 40 Gs, reducing the 89% of the gravity or the G-forces. At that point, at 40 Gs, the occupants would only feel 4.2 Gs. So that explains how this craft can perform maneuvers that would kill any human, because the humans aren't feeling it, because the gravitational field, the gravity, the force that these pilots feel is reduced by 89%. So now you have to ask yourself, is this possible? There is no question that the TR-3B exists. There are now, they're being more and more forthcoming with them being seen, because there are more and more video and pictures of the TR-3B being seen. In every video that you see this triangular craft shoot by, there's really not any sound. So, what is it from? In my opinion, I think it is a reverse-engineered UFO. I won't say, let me rephrase it. It is taken from the concept of a reverse-engineered UFO. It is something that we've taken some of the elements of UFOs and put them into a TR-3B that allows us as humans to maneuver and fly the craft. So if you look up into the sky and see a triangular craft with three lights on the corner and one light in the middle, that one light in the middle is the plasma drive. No, that you're not seeing an extraterrestrial craft. You're seeing the latest and greatest U.S. military craft that was reverse engineered from UFOs. Let me know what you think. Have you seen a TR-3B? If you have seen a TR-3B, what do you think? Do you think they're UFOs? Non-human entities? Are they piloting these craft? Or is it reverse engineered from UFO technology? Or the last option, do we have the smarts and the technology to create this TR-3B on our own? That's a possibility, I guess. Let me know what you think. Contact me at ghostseeker4 at charter.net. Again, that's ghostseeker4 at charter.net. Let me know what you think, because I am very, very curious. So that'll be the show for today. Again, thank you for your patience. It's been a long time since I've been on the air. Again, I hope everyone had a safe, happy, wonderful holiday. It was great on my end. I hope and wish the same for you. We are now ready to rock and roll in 2019. 2018 was a great year. I want to expand on that. So tell everybody you know about the Paranormal Patriot. Share the page. Share everything you know. But by all means, don't listen to the mainstream media. Think for yourself. Be open to the paranormal. Sit back, relax, and open that mind, because you have just listened to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will talk to you next week.
Real life, not everyone got parents to love them, not everyone got a shoulder to lean on when they're struggling. We ain't all got people to hug us, even get told enough that we're important and worthwhile, but it don't mean we aren't, trust me.